In-house, the original music with energy of alt rock and punk bands as a fully acoustic string band ensemble known as the Plucked Up String Band. Welcome back, gang.
Thanks so much.
It's great to see you.
That's a good press release, Dick. Did you come up with that?
I didn't know they got it on their website. on their Facebook page.
Good work.
News to us. Yeah.
But that's a very interesting description. Energy of alt rock and alternative rock and punk bands. And that's a good description. I mean,
solid.
These guys. I don't know how you categorize yourself, Elliot. What do you call yourself?
If I have to do it in two words, it'd be alternative bluegrass.
Alternative bluegrass,
but
okay.
It's not really bluegrass, so I'm not happy with that. So.
What did you say?
It's not extremely bluegrassy. So
okay,
I'd say,
okay,
that's not exactly accurate. But.
What was the other synthetic bluegrass or something?
AstroTurf.
Astro.
Yeah, that's better.
I like that.
That's probably closer.
Yeah. It's definitely closer.
Yeah. No, these guys are very unique. I mean, certainly unique for us up in northeastern Minnesota, and we're really proud of them here in Grand Marais for having put together this band and composed a lot of music. And I should introduce them left to right as I'm facing them. We got Will Moore on bass, Elliot Noyce with his mandolin and vocals, Matt Nesheim with his banjo and vocals, Amanda Hand with her guitar and vocals, and Bill Hansen, the quiet one, with his dobro, the anchor tenant.
He's the only one that gets to
group.
Sit down.
Yeah.
How'd you manage that, Bill?
He's sitting. Yeah, he is sitting down with his dobro in his lap. He does it standing up too, so it's not like he can't do it standing up.
At the end of the show.
There's so,
like,
there's so many jokes that could flow from that.
So, yeah, well, I didn't want to go there.
Oh, man, what a great ensemble.
Yeah.
Who's missing, though? You mentioned the drummer's out.
Yeah, Kieran Scannell, our drummer.
Our muse.
Our great drummer, yes.
Yeah.
He decided to go back to college. I have no
idea
why.
Is that why you were snapping your fingers earlier? It was like...
It's the best we can do without him.
Yeah. I can do that. If he's listening, we miss you, Kieran.
He's...
Come back.
He'll be back at Christmas time, so hopefully you guys can get together
December 22nd.
Practice anyway.
At Voyager Brewing, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We'll have the full
band. Triumphant
return. First time all winter.
Yes.
Oh, the 22nd. I missed that. That isn't on your Facebook page yet.
No, that is as of 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's how
we roll. I was going to go through your gig list here later, but December 22nd at Voyager. That's
4:30 in the afternoon.
The full compliment will be there. This is a great compliment, however, here, and you're true to your title too as a string band because you're all playing stringed instruments. And Elliot, I mean, there are some people out there, believe it or not, who've not heard you guys before. How did you get formed? How did this group come together?
Bill was the one that texted all of us or called us and got us all together for a practice. And his idea was to do some old-timey covers and stuff. And I brought some original music to the table, and then we all started writing and making it happen. And it was really fun, and we just had a blast. And then we, made it work and started playing.
So. How many pieces are on your playlist now?
I think we're 48 songs, 45 to 48, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Not all originals. I think we got like 28 originals or something. So
really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it's a really cool thing to have, actually. So.
How's it, how about since the summertime? Summertime was big time activity. Has it slowed down a little bit? I mean, have your lives interfered with your ability to...
Yeah, in general, summer burnout that happens in Grand Marais. I think that exhaustion and starting new jobs and working our way, getting ready for winter and everything has come into it. But we're still playing a couple times a month, and that's enough for now.
And how about practicing? How about rehearsing? Do you get together at all, or don't you even need to do that anymore?
I don't know. Probably every other week on average. Yeah.
We shoot for once a week.
Yeah.
We need to do it. It's easier now that Bill's in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bill's in town. Bill's living in town.
Yeah,
now.
It's definitely a little less of a drive for me. That's for sure.
Yeah,
he's
we're
got a music house.
Seeing a lot more of Bill around town.
Yeah,
nowadays.
And I actually, one place I found to live in Grand Marais has a nice space for rehearsal. So
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's nice. Convenient for everyone, so hopefully we'll be rehearsing more.
And Amanda, did you start a new job too?
I did, yes. It's killing me. In a good way. It's killing me softly in a good way, but yes.
Do you want to describe what it is?
It's teaching second and third grade.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is a
busy place.
Deserves a medal.
That is a handful. Well, enough chit-chat for the moment. How about doing a number for us? What do you have in mind?
Sure. The song's called Sweater.
Sweater.
When I first saw your eyes, your presence and beauty, I knew it was no disguise. Maybe that's what intimidated me. It's been a long, long time since I felt this way. I guess it's not me, but I'd love to be led astray. Let's go dance around our world, wave our arms about as if we can sail, beer in hand, spilling all the while we flail. Felt this way. I guess it's not me, but it sure is the world's to say. All this running around with you's gonna make me better. I don't know what will ensue. Maybe I won't knit you a sweater. Be mine, I'll be yours. We'll find the time. Be mine, I'll be yours too. Early on in our scene, but there ain't nothing in between. I've been waiting to see you again, or maybe I'm just lost in my mind. But then it's been a long, long time since I felt this way. I guess it's not me, but the universe to say. Running around with you is gonna make me better. I don't know what will ensue. Maybe I will knit you a sweater. Be mine, I'll be yours. We'll find the time. Be mine, I'll be yours too. Thank you.
there they are, the Plucked Up String Band. And the tune was Sweater. I had to listen carefully to see where Sweater came in there, and it came in pretty clearly. Maybe I'll knit you a sweater.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it's called.
Maybe I'll knit you a sweater. Okay.
Title, so we call it Sweater, but it's Maybe I Will Knit You a Sweater.
Yeah, okay. I was going to suggest maybe expanding on that a little bit. And who wrote that one?
I wrote that one this last summer.
That was Elliot speaking. That was Elliot and Amanda on the vocals on that tune.
Yeah, and Matt was in there too a little bit.
Matt was in on the chorus. Yeah, that's right.
I thought I saw Will's lips moving a little too.
Oh, yeah, he was singing.
No, your eyes
bridge.
Are playing tricks on you.
You're like.
Will is our. He's only about 2 feet away from where he works most of the day here. Will is our music director here. Will, how did you get involved with? How did you connect with these guys, being kind of the new guy in town?
I don't really remember. I think Bill had some wizardry involved.
Oh, really?
Some sort of Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah. Bass players are valuable.
He told me he played bass in college, and so I was like, huh.
Oh.
What's your number?
How did you guys meet?
I'm always alert. I don't think you all.
I think the first time
other,
I met you was like right here during a membership drive, and you had a beard. And then the next time I saw you, you didn't, and I didn't remember who you were.
And now you've got a beard, and he doesn't. And yeah,
Bill's stole the social glue though, so he brought us all together. We didn't really know each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
I knew Amanda. I think it was. The
I
most.
Had a feeling it would work, and we you know, the first practice they looked at me kind of like. What are we doing this? And I said, well, look, you know, let's jam. If there's chemistry, there's chemistry. If there's not, we've had a couple beers and played some music. So what's wrong with that? And
yeah,
the beer
was
the
a lot
chemistry.
Of chemistry right away. Yeah, the beer helps too, but there was a lot of chemistry right away. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Well, most of you guys got separate side projects. Are you still keeping active with that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I play with a bunch of different people, but mostly with Eric Frost. And he can be either Eric Frost and Bill, or he can be a band. You know, it just depends on how much money the people want to pay. Mm.
That's Bill Hansen talking there now. And Bill, you've just recently transitioned out of your career.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I sold my business up at the end of the Sawbill Trail and moved to Grand Marais. I'm still working there, but I work for my daughter and son-in-law now.
Yeah, it's very cool that you passed it on to a family member, too. Of course, that's third generation operating that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Sawbill Outfitters.
Wonderful thing. I spent 60 years there, so I figured time to retire.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Wow. That's okay.
You must have started young.
Yeah, I was three.
When I was 104 now.
I say I worked right from the time I was three, and my mom used to make fun of me about that. And then one day a friend was up visiting a childhood friend. And unprompted, he said, we were talking to my mom, the three of us, and he said, all I remember is when I wanted to go fishing or swimming, you always had to work. And I was like, see, Mom, see.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, no, Bill, you were definitely two.
No, I was three, but.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And Elliot, you grew up here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Went to school here and everything.
You were born?
I was born in Illinois, actually.
Born in Illinois, okay.
I think I've lived in the township Grand Marais since I was four. Lived in Lutzen when I was 3 years so.
And Matt is kind of a newcomer in town.
4 years.
4 years now. Yeah, that year, yeah, you're still a newcomer.
Oh, still I'll always be a newcomer.
4 years, you're working down at North House.
North House, yeah.
Yeah.
North House Folk School. Check it out online, northhouse.org.
Nice. And you got any other bands you're in, Matt? Like, of all these musicians, I think you're the one I don't see in other bands.
No, I do not play with anybody else. I'm exclusive.
How about your dad? You play with your dad?
He's on a contract.
Your dad play,
no, there was some talk of a family band, and that was quickly squashed.
By
everybody.
Oh, it was a mutual agreement. Okay.
Wait, I thought bluegrass and family went like in your hand.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, you got a guitar in your hands now. Did you have...
Yeah.
You were playing the banjo.
The old switcheroo.
Oh.
Yeah, wardrobe. Amanda's when I get bored. So.
Matt's our multi-instrumentalist. We practiced at his house, and he's like, oh, yeah, I have this nice Martin guitar. He's playing the banjo. Then he's like, you know, my best instrument is drums. And we're like, really? And he's got a drum kit. And then he's like,
Glockenspiel.
Well, yeah, actually, my best instrument is bagpipe.
No,
cannot believe I said the best.
And then he's got a Glockenspiel.
He's got it's a wooden marimba, actually. Oh, sorry. Glockenspiel is metal, so.
Sorry. You don't have a Glockenspiel? You need to get one.
I don't have a Glockenspiel.
It's basically every instrument on the planet.
Glockenspiel is right
parked
now.
In his parents' house.
So. That was all thanks to my parents. They, you know, birthday presents were always musical instruments, so thanks.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we thank them, too. And Amanda, how long have you been in Cook County?
Going on 7 years now.
7 years, mm-hmm. Okay. Did you come up to a job at school? Or?
I came up to the lake.
The lake,
job.
Okay.
And I got a job, thank goodness, right?
Yeah, that's the way it works. A lot of people do it that way. Well, if you just tuned in, folks, it's about 6:30 on a Friday evening. You're on the Roadhouse at WTIP from Grand Marais. Dave Terstig and myself, Dick Swanson, are having a great time listening to and talking with the Plucked Up String Band. And we're going to ask you to do another number for us now, if you would.
This next song is a cover by The Weeknd. It's called Can't Feel My Face. She'll always be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. She'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. At least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, yeah, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me I'll never be alone. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. She'll always be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. She'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All this misery was necessary when we're deep in love. This I know, girl, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me I'll never be alone. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me I'll never be alone. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
Oh.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I can't feel my face.
But I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
I can't feel my face.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I can't feel my face.
But I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
I can't feel my face.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I can't feel my face.
But I love it.
But I love it.
But I love it.
Parked Up String Band with a cover tune, Can't See My Face.
Can't Feel My Face, sorry.
Yeah, I got it written down right.
Who's The Weeknd?
By The Weeknd. How did you discover that song?
It was like the song of last year.
Oh, was
like,
it?
Will hands down.
To us, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play it here. Song. It was that was more of a top 40.
Well, you're
song.
Talking to a guy who lived through last year but didn't know anything about it.
Didn't notice The Weeknd. I just pulled him up on Twitter, and this guy's big time. Number one most streamed song in the world.
What? Yeah. You know, that's an interesting question for me anyway. Did you get permission from them to use that, to play that song?
I don't know what we're talking about, actually.
Okay,
so,
all right. So they got all required permissions.
You don't need permission for performance.
Well,
but then the venues that where we play and you guys,
have a license.
Oh, we got permission.
Yeah, you pay a royalty.
What I was leading up to is you guys have written a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Have you had to do? I mean, how do you protect your song?
We record them at WTIP. Actually.
Okay.
You get royalties.
Yeah,
no. I mean, if someone plays our song, I would push for it. Sure, I guess.
Yeah, no, you get royalties if they play the song, but
yeah,
we also give away free stickers. So
yeah,
which protects all fronts. Everything's free. In it for the fun of it.
Are they copyrighted?
Have you got an album yet?
Yes, they are copyrighted.
We're working on the album. Yep, we got all the drum tracks down. Working on the mandolin tracks. Hopefully, get everybody down. We got 14 songs in the works. So.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. What's the projected release date of that?
I was hoping January, but definitely not January. It's going to be probably more like June.
Are you working on that?
With J,
January.
So.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be January.
Yeah, the next
January.
J. So maybe July. We'll see.
Cool.
As you're talking there, Elliot, I'm reminded that you got a project going with totally unrelated to the music with the Angry Trout. Dressing. They're going to start selling salad dressings.
Yeah, they are for sale in the local co-op, the Trading Post, and Johnson's Foods.
So. Are they really? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun project to get more jobs created for trout employees. For
yeah,
winter time,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right.
We get a lot of tunes from Will. We look at Will as the most
Will is the knowledgeable one.
He's the most
in
influential
terms of
music.
What's going on right now?
Cook County,
and,
I would say,
and what's cool.
And has great taste, and you know, I love his show. So he brings us a lot.
And he's
also
blushing
right
now.
What?
Yeah, he's blushing really hard
too.
Right now.
Great lyricist.
Well, you know, we love Will because we feature Will's hit of the week.
Yeah.
And he has yet to steer us astray. Including that fabulous Christmas song. What'd you guys think of that? You guys getting ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You have Christmas songs in your list yet?
If it'll make you come to our gig, then yeah. Well, but you have to sit through all 3 hours. We might not. You might.
Okay. We can wait a silent night if we need to.
I like
to.
Frosty. I like
also,
that Frosty song.
Isn't Bill married to Mrs. Claus?
I am.
Yeah, he is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and I got
but
a friend.
Does that make him Santa Claus?
Mr. Claus, so. I'm not sure how that works. But.
Like as, far
as far as I know.
Okay, let's see. We've only gotten through two songs so far, haven't we? So let's play some more music and let's talk.
Rip the knob.
Going out here.
This next song is another cover written by Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. It's called Everything Changed. Yeah, Matt was the one that brought this to the
really
group.
Good album, by the way.
Yeah,
people should check it out.
Very similar instrumentation to us.
They're from Michigan too, another state that starts with M.
I don't want to say they're like us because they're really good.
What's the name of the tune? I'm sorry.
Everything Changed.
Got to know what key a song's in before you sing it.
It's
you know,
good.
All at once, everything changed. And I became what I never thought I could be. Is this me, or am I lost and just along for the ride? Ooh. She looked at me with a sideways glance, knowing nothing could be left to chance. We closed our eyes, standing still. We swallow the happiness pill. Ooh. We're all here and we're all gone. We
time for a trip that lasted too long. Ooh. Ooh. I met a man by the sea, and he told me, I have the secret to love. He listed steps 1, 2, and 3. But what he wants will never be enough. Out an uncomfortable laugh, let his eyes roll back. He writes it all down, sleeps outside, bums a smoke and goes on with his life. Ooh. He is all there, he is all gone. He traded time for trip that lasted too long. We are all here, and we are all gone. We traded time for a trip that lasted too long. We are all here, and we are all gone. And we can always go back to where we came.
Up String Band, Everything Changed by Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. I think I got that right.
Yeah. That's really
and
pretty.
That was Amanda Hand on the lead vocals there, with joined by Elliot and Matt. And I'm just going to ask you guys, do you all realize how the guys among you here, how valuable it is that you've got Amanda's beautiful voice here?
Oh, on yeah, every day.
Once every in a while day, we play with her. I sing that song when she's not there.
I think we've had to like apologize during gigs, like, just so you know, we don't have our main lead female singer here. Yeah. If you're not liking what you're hearing, there's a reason.
Let me tell a quick story about that. I had the opportunity this year to meet a guy named Norton Wisdom, and he's a painter who paints with bands. And he's painted with the Grateful Dead and with Prince, and he goes on stage. He's a performance artist. And I was writing with him, so I played him our YouTube hit, which was written by Amanda and features Amanda. And she sang like 3 notes. And this is a guy who's been around the music industry his whole life. And she was about 3 notes in, and he looked at me and he said, "She's got depth." And I was like, very
I agree
perceptive.
With that.
That's what
very
teaching school gets you.
I also once heard, it can be described in statistics too, I once heard that Amanda accounts for 60% of the talent in the band.
Well, yeah, conservative estimate.
There was a peer-reviewed study on it.
I'm not sure what these guys want. This is a lot of, this is layered on pretty thick right now.
You guys are all talented, but Amanda is pretty special for you.
These guys are amazing.
Well, let's keep doing. Let's do another number, if that's okay with you. I mean, you good for that?
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to play the whole time.
Okay, good.
I hate talking.
You want me to shut up. Okay.
And here's one for Will Moore. If you like the music you hear on the Roadhouse, tune in an hour before the show for the scenic route. every Friday from 4 to 5. The Scenic Route highlights the best of local and regional music from the Arrowhead and beyond.
You didn't want to play favors with pronunciations there, did you?
You did it both ways.
Only on WTIP North Shore Community Radio. All right, that was your chance to decide.
All right, we're good.
What are you going to do?
It's Root.
This song called Sun Bleached Bones.
Oh, yes, I remember this one. There they are again, the Plucked Up String Band. That was Amanda Hand singing. The Depth was there. Yeah, is that where the depth comment came from, Bill? That tune? No.
That was the
Sun Bleached Bones. And did you write that tune, Amanda?
Yes, I
thought so.
So I looked this up, this YouTube hit you guys have referred to, Bill.
Yeah.
Richard Swanson was the cinematographer.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot that. Yeah.
The renowned cinematographer.
You know
during
this guy?
His blackouts.
I took a picture of you tonight here. That's as far as I go.
No, we were lucky enough.
I did take a video of you guys.
Plug another media outlet, we were lucky enough to appear on Twin City Public Television's Almanac show, their longest running news show. And they have musical guests occasionally, and we were invited to be on it. It was really fun in August. I got interviewed by Gerlyn Steele.
Yeah. Whoa.
That was awesome.
Oh, I remember that.
She said something like, I might jump in and sing with you. And I'm like, you're in the band, Gerlyn. So wouldn't that be sweet? But she's got depth, too.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, it was really fun. So if people want to look it up, it's on YouTube, Almanac, Plucked Up String Band. They did a really nice job for us. They're just wonderful folks.
Yeah, that is nice.
Well, you guys got the kind of talent that's getting noticed.
You guys have a Facebook page, too.
We do, yeah.
And that... Band. You can get that link to that.
You can like us.
Yep.
There.
Follow them.
Follow us. Yep.
Yeah.
And our upcoming gigs are there.
Are there any other social media that we don't know about that you guys utilize? I mean, you're all experts in this.
We should get on the Instagram train.
Instagram train. Okay. Cool.
Snapchat. Yeah. Or those spectacles, those periscopes.
Paris? Yeah, something. I've never tried that.
We're actually, we were discussing tonight, we may attempt to live stream our show on the 22nd at Voyager.
Oh,
starting at 4:30 p.m. because Elliot's mom, who's been to about 98% of our shows, is out of town, so we're thinking of live streaming it for her, but we'll live stream it on Facebook so anybody can
that'd be cool.
Anybody can watch. And
get a recording of it.
We're just going to set it up.
Wait,
set
up a let's camera let's quick go through what your gigs are here. I jotted them down, but you guys want
to... December 22nd.
10th is the upcoming.
I got a December 10th at Voyager, 4:30 to. That's a Saturday, and then a Friday, December 16th at the Gunflint Tavern.
Yep.
And then Saturday, December 17th at the Gunflint Tavern.
Doubleheader.
Correct.
And then you're down at Lutzen Resort Lobby on the 29th.
Yep. And in between, there's that 22nd gig.
Yeah.
And then the 25th.
Back at Voyager with the full band.
Yeah, that would be the full Kieran's band.
That's the full
Kieran
band.
Kieran said he's going to make it. He doesn't have a drum set yet, so if someone has a drum set for him.
Matt, do you have a drum set?
Oh, he's looking for one.
Huh? We have a drum set.
All right. Good. Okay.
There we go. Sold.
And a wooden marimba.
Yeah, you better let him know so he doesn't worry about it. All right. Do we have time for one
last?
More?
Take us out with one last tune.
Yeah.
What do we want to do? Hold Me Tight or Dreadful Snake?
Hold me tight.
Okay. Man,
what's up, String Band?
This is one that Elliot wrote. Good tune. This is his pop tune, he calls it.
Yeah, that's what we wrote it as, right? We all wrote the bridge together.
I think it was just called Popped Song at some point.
Yeah. Pop Song.
You know you won't be missed. With broken strings and empty ears, you know your world should not exist. The snow makes the short days brighter, but without you here, I wish I could feel a little lighter. Keep acting like a kite with the wind in your hair and a lake in my eyes. We'll survive this world for one more night. Gonna make it right. We're gonna make this world put up a fight. Baby, hold me tight. Hold me tight. Hold me tight. Thank you. are leaving you soon. We weren't supposed to be here much past noon. So one more game, this time you deal. There ain't no mugging, so don't you try to steal. Little darling, I'll miss you when I'm gone. Some people say that love is not the way, but they've never seen it through. Some people think that I'm not okay, but baby, I'm just in love with you. We'll survive this world for one more night. Gonna make it right. We're gonna make this world put up a fight. Baby, hold me tight. And we'll survive this world for one more night. Gonna make it right. We're gonna make this world put up a fight. Baby, hold me tight. Hold me tight. Hold me tight.
Plucked Up String Band. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing your stuff.
Thanks to John.
Yeah, John Manowski is on the soundboard out there.
And Jeff, the engineer.
And where's Jeff? Jeff Nemitz all set up for us. So Will, Elliot, Matt, Amanda, and Bill, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you guys, and look forward to seeing you playing around town. By the way, the 22nd one, is that at Voyager again?
Yeah, Voyager, 4:30 in the afternoon, kind of a...
Okay.